This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Ariana Grande released another single, but someone isn't too excited about Seven Rings. Princess Nakia took to Twitter to accuse Grande of copying her song Mine. The 26-year-old rapper posted a video of herself listening to Seven Rings and making confused facial expressions before switching to Mine and saying to the camera, "Do that sound familiar to you? I don't know. Do it?" The online release of a teaser trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home was an off-the-wall sensation, racking up 130 million views in its first 24 hours. The massive response made it the biggest digital launch in the history of Sony Pictures, topping the mark set by Spider-Man Homecoming, 116 million views in 24 hours. Folks just love Spidey. Future, whose new album The Wizard dropped this week, was asked to share his feelings about his ex, singer Ciara's husband, Russell Wilson. The rapper said, quote, "He does exactly what she tells him to do. I feel like I don't have no feelings. He's not being a man in that position," unquote. Wilson is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Tough on the field, but not so tough at home, according to Future. Kanye West taped an interview with David Letterman for an upcoming episode of his Netflix talk show. Ye and Dave chatted in LA and were told that part of the conversation revolved around both men's mental health. Letterman has talked openly about dealing with depression since 2012, while West spent a giant chunk of last year proving to the world that he's stone nuts. No air date yet. Sony and R. Kelly have parted ways after the airing of the Lifetime documentary Surviving R. Kelly, which detailed allegations of sexual misconduct against the singer. He's also been removed from the RCA website. There were hashtag Mute R. Kelly protests outside the Sony building in Manhattan, and artists such as Lady Gaga and Chance the Rapper have apologized for collaborating with, Mr. Bump and Grind. Kevin Hart's next big project is Passing Go, and he's likely set to collect a whole lot more than 200. If you guessed Monopoly, you'd be right. Hart is set to work with director Tim Story, who has worked with Hart numerous times in the past on films like Ride Along and Think Like a Man. The board game Monopoly was patented back in 1904. And no, he's still not going to host the Oscars. A shakeup may be coming to NBC's America's Got Talent. A source told us, quote, "The word on the street is they're replacing all AGT judges except Simon Cowell. It started with talk about replacing Mel B, and now it's Heidi Klum and Howie Mandel too. Simon's ready for new judges," unquote. Wow, the others better watch their backs. That Simon is one big dick. Harvey Weinstein has let go his defense attorney, Ben Braffman. Weinstein had clashed with him over strategy in his rape and sexual assault case. The pair issued a statement saying their parting was amicable. Bringing in a new defense attorney is likely to postpone the trial, which is currently set for May 6th. If convicted, he faces the possibility of life in prison and intimate nights with Bubba. Fat Joe tried to chew the fat with fellow rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine before he ended up behind bars. Joe said, quote, "For the kid, I just saw that this was going nowhere good, so I tried to tell him all the ways I effed up money. I think the kid is really smart, and then a week later, I see him on TV fighting at an airport," unquote. Yep, the not-so-smart 6ix9ine is currently in prison awaiting trial. Hulu's big-budget space drama, The First, has been permanently grounded. The streamer has opted to cancel the Sean Penn-led drama after just one season. The drama, which marked Penn's first TV series regular role, launched in September to lackluster reviews. Still, the series had scored a 79% among viewers on Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe Hulu has cut the show because Penn is a giant pain in the... you know. Mariah Carey's former assistant is responding to the pop diva's recent lawsuit with a lawsuit of her own. Yep. Hours after news broke that Carey had filed a $3 million suit against her former executive assistant, Liana Shakhnazarian, for violating their non-disclosure agreement, the ex-employee fired back with a lengthy lawsuit of her own. This one should be ugly. 34-year-old Catherine McPhee had the best response to an internet troll who made fun of her fiancé David Foster's age, which is 69. The troll tweeted, "Is anyone else totally disturbed by McPhee and her geriatric love? Hashtag daddy issues." McPhee clapped back, "Oh, I love that Demi Lovato song," referring to Demi's tune Daddy Issues. Yep, and daddy loves soft food too. The comedy club that hosted a recent Louis C.K. show said in response to protests that erupted outside its doors, quote, "We don't censor artists. We trust that our audiences can decide for themselves what their limits are. We understand that not everyone will agree with our decision, and we respect their right to protest. We also respect Louis C.K.'s right to perform," unquote. Yeah, zipped up, of course. It was tough for Sophie Turner when Game of Thrones wrapped filming its final season, but there's one thing she's not sad to leave behind: dirty hair. Turner said, quote, "For the first few seasons, I was allowed to wash my hair because I was an aristocratic young girl. Then they asked me not to wash my hair, and it was really disgusting," unquote. Well, now you have all the time in the world to wash. The Trash Bin. Fetty Wap has some serious baby mama drama because two of his exes have major beef. Lizzie Lauder was arrested after allegedly pulling a knife on the other one, Alexis Sky. Lizzie was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment after cops in Paterson, New Jersey, responded to a call about a fight in a White Castle parking lot. Yep, nothing more classy than fighting at White Castle. Idiots!
The news wrap-up.
Disney reported losses of more than $1 billion tied to its ownership of Hulu and BAMTech, which powers ESPN Plus and other streaming services. Tesla has $920 million in debt that's coming due, and it could wipe out a large chunk of the company's cash. Microsoft recommends switching to iPhone or Android as it prepares to kill off Windows phones. AT&T will advertise on YouTube again after a nearly two-year holdout. Who noticed that?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Glass remains the number one film for the second straight week.
The number one album.
Future Hendrix presents The Wizard is the number one best-selling album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is the number one paid app in the USA.
The number one book.
Becoming by Michelle Obama is still the number one nonfiction book.
It's hard to believe, but it's been 4 years already since Sam Smith swept the top awards at the Grammys, winning Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for Stay With Me, and Best Album for In the Lonely Hour. Smith went on to write Writings on the Wall, the theme song from the James Bond film Spectre. Besides it being another hit for the Englishman, the tune won both the Golden Globe and the Academy Award for Best Original Song. His following album, The Thrill of It All, featured another million seller, Too Good at Goodbyes. Sam is currently on tour in the U.S., and he's dropped a brand new song, which we love. Here's Sam Smith featuring former Fifth Harmony member Normani with the Song of the Week, Dancing with a Stranger.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. Pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
Look what you made me do. I was somebody new. Oh baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
Sam Smith featuring Normani with the Song of the Week, Dancing with a Stranger. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.